Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. Amen. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. Praise God. We've been talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this message. Amen. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance.
Amen.
Praise God. There's power in the name of Jesus to bring deliverance to whatever problem you are facing. Because Jesus come to set you free, and that you might have the victory over the problem. Praise God. Amen. Jesus come to set people free from sin, sickness, disease. Praise God. Were you hooked on drugs or alcohol, whatever it is, the power of God will set you free.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord will regulate your mind, give you a strong, sound mind. I'm telling you, the Lord will do that. The Lord will deliver people from mental illness. Yes, he will. He will, amen, cause you to have a sound mind. The Lord will do all of that, because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Acts 4 and 12. Let's see what the word of God is saying in Acts 4 and 12. Praise God. Because Jesus come to deliver and set people free. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen. I'm telling you, there is salvation in no other. That means you can't get deliverance in no other, amen, religion. I'm telling you. So there's no need to be looking at other things trying to serve God, because all of it is in vain. There's only one way we can get to God, that is through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way. He didn't say I was one of the ways. He said, I am that way, the truth and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Let you know, you can't go to heaven no other way but through Jesus. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. There is salvation in no one else. The Pope can't do it. Buddha can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. Islam can't do it. But it takes the power of God through Jesus Christ to deliver you from your sins. Because Jesus is the only one that gave his life on Calvary's cross and rose again on the third day. He's alive forevermore. That's the reason why I can preach with power here on the broadcast. To let you know that Jesus come to save you from your sins. He come to heal your body of sickness and disease. They whipped Jesus 39 stripes. Amen. And every stripe they laid upon Jesus is for your sickness. Let you know that Jesus took a stripe for your sickness, and by his stripes we can be healed. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved but in that name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, there's no need to waste time, amen, in false religions. I'm telling you, we need to trust in the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. What did the next verse say in Acts? What did it say?
It said, now, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heaven given by men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Amen. Now, I'm telling you, this power did not come from a seminary. It did not come from a school, but it came by the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost to anoint a preacher, to preach the power of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the gospel is the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, how that the gospel that of Jesus Christ will deliver you and set you free from what the devil got you tied to. Jesus will come on the inside and give you victory over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs. That is under your feet. The devil has no right sitting in your lap. The devil has no right, amen, on your shoulder. Amen. Talking to you through your mind. But is any place the devil have any right to be, that is under your feet, where you can crush him down. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now, they looked at Peter and John and saw they had been with Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus was educating them, getting them right. Amen. What is that?
But when, and behold, the man which were healed standing with Jesus, they couldn't say nothing against that.
Amen. Look, amen. He prayed to put that man, that lame man. That man was crippled. But, amen. He was there at the gate called Beautiful, begging for alms. Arms for the poor, arms for the crippled. Amen. Peter and John came, amen, came back and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus. That's what he said. Rise up and walk. That man looked at them and said, well, amen, like he was crazy. Amen. That man know he ain't been walking in all his days. But amen, Peter, amen, I'm putting it in my words. He didn't have time to argue with the man. He took and grabbed the man. And the Bible say immediately, not just 2 or 3 hours later. Amen. Sometimes people take medicine. Sometimes they can take some kind of aspirin. And it takes a while for it to work. But this thing works immediately. Immediately. His ankle bone received strength. And he leaped up and stood. And began to, amen, jump and go into the temple praising God. Look what the Lord can do. I'm telling you, there's power in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why I love to pray the prayer of faith. In the name above every name, there is the name of Jesus. Because in that name, miracles can take place.
Amen.
Blind eyes pop over. Deaf ears unstop. The lame begin to walk. Because there's power. I said power. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's power in that name. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Peter and James, Peter and John, they was going about, amen, spreading the gospel. Amen. Healing the sick. Performing miracles. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. It's time, amen, to talk about what Jesus is doing. I'm telling you, it's time to talk about what Jesus is doing, because the devil's doing enough. But it's time to talk about what Jesus is doing. Amen. How did the Lord come to destroy the works of the devil?
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, and the power of God will deliver you and set you free. So you ain't got to be a slave to sin.
Amen.
You don't have
right.
to be a slave to sin. Amen. Jesus come to set you free. Amen. As Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Amen. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. baptize believers, fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, Lord, eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, heal the people and set the people free. Lord, do these things, amen. Lord, look on to the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. You want to transform and change their lives. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary
Praise
Bell.
And praise and the song said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. And another song said, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. He is the one that we need to rely on, that we can call on for anything that we are going through. You heard the message that Ella Holmes just gave us, and if you believe that and you believe that prayer, you said, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, I've been set free. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm going to continue to seek the Lord, continue to hold on and write us and tell how God has blessed you and has delivered you. Don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you to have hope and a plan for you to prosper and be at peace. Even though you're behind prison bars, God is there for you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. And the Lord can deliver and the Lord can set free. He has no respect of person. Remember that God loves you and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sister Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We might be able to get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those you just incarcerate can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write us for Spanish material called Jesus, amen, which is Jesus in the Spanish language. He loves the Spanish-speaking people. Yes, he does. Praise God. Amen. And those you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. It's so much on there for the whole family where they can, amen, learn about Jesus. Amen. Bible stories, Bible games, Bible puzzles for the kids, Bible cartoons, amen, to learn about the Word of God. Amen. It's on the Heaven Bound Train website. Just click on it as many times as you want to and be blessed. Amen. Those you like to support our ministry, you can do so by your giving your tax-deductible gifts through our PayPal button on our website, or you can mail it in. Be greatly appreciated. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Owens, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.